It wasn't a portal, but what it was a guff entrance, a sidebar entrance. And what happens is the ley lines have changed, magnetic north has changed, Fukushima is pumping the world full of more radiation now than ever before. It's doing exactly what it was supposed to do. Los Alamos is about to burn again, which is good. And we're going to increase it one more time, and there's some other ley lines. Roxy's working on some crazy vidges about it all, hooking it all together, and going to shock the ground and make the people come out of the grave and all kind of stuff. It's going to be great fun. If we keep Bob out of the damn cemeteries, it'll be good, but he keeps dragging them out. It's the craziest thing. Stanking the damn corpses you ever seen in your life, and he wants to bring them to dinner. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But he won't let them in the house. That's the crazy thing. He drags them home and then won't let them in the house. So they sit out there with the books mostly, but that's what happened. So the ley lines that are changing and these things that are burning are exposing some of the calipers. Do you know what a caliper is?
Yes.
Good. So the calipers that are being now exposed realign the changed ley lines, which now are changing magnetic north, which is kind of changing everything. Everything that you knew as known is now unknown, because it's not that anymore. The GPSs aren't working right. Now all of a sudden people are getting driven off cliffs and sent around in circles and you can't get there from here. And they say it's an anomaly. It's an anomaly. No, it's not. The north, south, east, west is shifting and the computer knows the difference, but it's following what real north is, not what they said north was. The minutes, degrees, and seconds are changing. That's why if you get on an airplane, do you fly?
Yes.
Have you noticed what's going on at the airports when you fly? It's the craziest thing. A flight's canceled and they bring it back. It's up and it's back and it's moved. It's now at this gate. Now it's that gate. Now it's this one. Now it's this one. You check in and you get it through a boarding cast. There's 11 people on this L-1011. And then when you get there, there's 480 people. You're like, wait a minute. What happened? 9 flights got moved and changed and you're bouncing all over the place. It's the most ridiculous thing in there. They don't lose any luggage because they never really take off from anywhere anymore. It's the craziest thing in the whole wide world. They just turn their... It's like shuffling cards, bridging cards, reshuffling. And now you never know. A 2-hour flight can take you 3 days with 9 layovers.
I totally understand that. I just got back from flying on Wednesday. So a flight that took me 6 hours one time took me 8.5 the next.
Okay, so now you see we're pretty good at this picking the metaphorical inferences for the most striking pose of how messed up all this is, right?
Right.
Okay,
so
that's a tiny thing. Now, wait, we didn't answer your question. Point is there's other things that are going to attach too. And don't call it's not like a portal. Let's say it's an abyss. Let's say it that way. Because if we say it's an abyss, it takes on a little more of an avant-garde meaning, okay? Because it's a bit superfluous. Because, like I said, not only are we going to burn it when they get through with it, we're going to take the winds and we're going to knock it down, all of it, every bit of it. Not two stones will be touching when it's there. Even if they get the $100 billion that they're going to make up in a minute, and rebuild it. Even if they rebuild it, it's still going to be two stones won't be touching each other.
Anywhere. Well, if they rebuild it will be the building that's rebuilt, not necessarily the gaping.
Well, the building is what the wind makes no difference. The wind is what's going to blow the building down. So, either way, we were very specific about that.
Well, then, if this was the case with Thunderdome.
Now be careful. If ifs and buts was candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day.
The if realm
is pretty tough. The if realm is tough. But you can get around this. You ain't hurt. Ain't nobody hurt. You can get around.
So since this happened at Notre Dame, and before the ley lines
started
shifting.
See the segue? See the segue, Bob? She say that just like that. That's good. You're doing good. Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Since this happened at Notre Dame, And before the ley lines were shifting around and all of that, it was on the same line as CERN.
Yeah.
Is there a connection between the two?
Yes, there is, Bob. Bob and his cookie crumbs and that horrible tweed jacket with the patches on the shoulders. It's ridiculous. On the elbows. And those patch pockets on it, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we visited CERN in 2010 or so, and stories came out that they somebody got cookie crumbs in the CERN. They couldn't do their experiment. Well, the crumbs came from me.
Oh.
Well, they did their experience, but the particle particle acceleration opened up a black hole, a whore swallowing black hole. That's all it did.
Okay, but is that all connected with the Notre Dame fire?
Yes, it is.
In what way?
Gene the cow from Fringe.
The ongoing show, Fringe?
Yes, and the cow was called Gene, Walter's cow, in the lab.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that.
Yes. And that cow was symbolic of communication between worlds.
I see. Okay.
It was a place. It was a placeholder. Got it?
For the potential and the action.
So the cow was a placeholder.
Nope. What happened there? Did you go on speaker, Rin?
No.
Okay. Well, there's no echo now, so we don't know what caused that. Go ahead. Yes, the cow is the placeholder for the ability to go to different worlds or come back.
Incapacity. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Don't forget
it
capacity.
Wasn't a portal. Capacity. It wasn't a portal or a symbol for
correct.
A portal.
That's correct.
It was a placeholder for those things.
Yeah, for the traveling.
Okay.
Yes.
So then following that line of thought, I had heard that there was also a connection in the ley lines to the island prison at San Francisco.
Down by San Quentin?
Yes, I think so.
Well, yeah. It ain't a prison anymore. It's a museum.
Right, exactly. So... is there a connection with that? Was there an opening there as well? And is that connected
with... There still
is.
There still is.
Okay. So is there a connection
between wrong.
That?
It's what's wrong. Stop.
Yes, sir.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Wait. Slow down. It's what's wrong with the San Francisco Bay.
Okay.
What? San Quentin? What is the San Quentin connection?
Okay, you're going to get Roxy so excited when you say this because it's going to connect the Alcatraz San Quentin.
Alcatraz,
condition.
That's it.
Yeah, it's Alcatraz. Going.
The Alcatraz.
No, you said San Quentin.
No, we said San. Well, they're both connected. They're connected as well. San Quentin is too.
Roxy's probably going through throes because she just was in San Francisco. Yeah, you're right. She's going to get all worked up.
You know,
oh, okay.
That's right. But that's when it's connected. But she never asked us, so we didn't tell her.
I was talking about Alcatraz.
Well,
yeah.
And San Quentin, too.
Okay. So you're
anyways,
I didn't question nothing.
But ask what it is. Ask what it is, Rin.
No,
what goes on at CERN?
She did. It connects the ley lines with CERN, with Notre Dame and Alcatraz and San Quentin.
Okay,
and some
so,
other places, but you didn't have those.
Well, right, other places, but I'm asking these specifically because the last two summers in California were the worst fire seasons in history. Last season, 2018, was said to be the worst fire season in California history. So my next question is, do those fires, is there any connection between all of that and what's going on with CERN, the fire at Notre Dame, and what's going on with San Quentin and Alcatraz? Hello, am I still here?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on here with ION. Where's ION? I think ION dropped off for a minute. Maybe the phone. So we have to wait till they come back. Let's see. Yep, I guess we have to wait. Okay, I'm out. ION is back.
Okay.
And that's ION? All you really need to know. And that's all you really need to know.
That you're back.
yeah, that they're back. That's right. Good answer. Ion's referring to what we didn't hear. But Ion said recently, maybe it was to Carol and I, that the fires in California, fires there, Notre Dame, other places, is the voracious appetite for carbon. Ion is encouraging these fires because we need the carbon for what we're doing. So that's the general connection, right? Any fire that shows up in this inordinately large is part of this requirement for more carbon. Would you agree with that?
Yes, everything's going to increase it. That's why you had to have so much more carbon. And see, before, when you were a little man, you needed no carbon. That's why they all talk about the footprint. The footprint. The footprint. That's why it's important. The footprint's what's going to increase for the gods. Not for the little man. It reverses it all.